Today's Amud is Beitza Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, by the words Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. So we just mentioned the machlekes between Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yehuda, referring to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi, regarding whether or not you're allowed to have a mumcha check a bechar on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi holds that it's mutter, because why not? It's mutter to have the mumcha paskin on the bechar, and if he sees that it has a mumkavua, so then the bechar will be mutter ba'achila, it won't go to the mizbeach, and the kayin would be able to eat it for his Yom Tov Suda. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai holds that no, a mumcha is not allowed to paskin on a bechar on Yom Tov, and the reason being is that since the bechar was becheskas iser to the kayin before the chacham sees it, because as it stands, it's a bechar, it's owed to the mizbeach, and the mail of the kayin's not allowed to eat it as is. If the chacham, if the mumcha paskins on it and declares that it has the mumkavua, and now it's mutter to the kayin, so that's mechsi kemesakin. So that was a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, we're not chayshesh for this mechsi kemesakin, and Rabbi Shimon holds that no, it's aser because of mechsi kemesakin. So says the Gemara now a story. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya Havaleahu Bukhra. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda that we just said argues with Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, not Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he had a certain Bechar. Now Rashi points out that this Bechar wasn't Shaykh to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not a Kayin, so there's no way he's going to be eating this Bechar on Yom Tov. But he had some guests that used to eat by him that were Kayhanim. And so it would be great if this Bechar had a mom, he could then use it to serve his guests who are Kayhanim. So he's not going to be eating it, but he wants to serve it to his guests. So he had this Bechar that he thought maybe had a mom. So Shadre Lekamed Rab Ami. So on Yom Tov, he sent the animal to Rab Ami to check to see if it's a mum kavua. Savar Deloy Lemechzie. However, Rab Ami thought, he's held that no, you're not supposed to look at it on Yom Tov. He held it Rab Shimon, though you don't look at Bechar, you don't paskin on a Bechar on Yom Tov, and therefore he didn't want to look at it. So Amar Le Rab Zrika. Rab Zrika said to him, Vitem Rav Yirmia, or some say it was Rav Yirmia, that Rab Yehuda Rab Shimon, Halachak Rab Yehuda. That why are you going like Rab Shimon and not looking at the Bechar? We know the Klal in all of Shas, it's a Gemara and Erev in Memvavim Abeis. Any time Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon have a Machlaikas, so the Halacha is like Rab Yehuda. So here it's a Machlaikas, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. There are obviously exceptions, but in generally, any time you have a Machlaikas, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon, the Halacha is like Rab Yehuda. So here too as well, you should be allowed to look at and paskin on the Bechar and Yom Tov. Why are you being machmir like Rab Shimon when Rab Yehuda Rab Shimon, the Halacha generally follows Rab Yehuda? Anyway, so Hadar Shadre Lekamid Rab Yitzchak Nafcha. Rab Yehuda Nisiya saw nothing was working with Rab Ami, he said, okay, I'll send it to someone else. So he sent the animal, he sent the Bechar to Rab Yitzchak Nafcha to paskin on it on that Yom Tov. But again, Savar Deloy Lemichsiye. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha also held not to look at the Bechar. He was also going like Rav Shimon that you can't paskin on the Bechar on Yom Tov. So again, Amar Le Rav Yirmiya Vitema Rav Zrika. That so now again, Rav Yirmiya or some say Rav Zrika said to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha that Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Halachak Rav Yehuda. Why aren't you looking at the Bechar? Don't you know that the Halacha generally follows Rav Yehuda? Anytime you have a Machlekes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. So here too as well, we should paskin like Rav Yehuda that it's mutter to paskin on the Bechar on Yom Tov. So Amar Le Rab Abba, so apparently Rab Abba was, he saw all this commotion, and Rab Abba said to Rav Yirmiya or Rav Zrika, whoever it is that was arguing, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Halachak Rav Yehuda. So Rav Abba turns around to Rav Zrika or Rav Yirmiya, and he says, why are you making such a big deal about this? My time Eloi Shavaktinu L'Rabbanan L'Mevet Uvda K'Rav Shimon. Why can't you just let the Rabbanan go? Let them be. Let them paskin like Rav Shimon. Why are you so fired up that it has to be that the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda? What's so wrong if they're going to be paskining like Rav Shimon that you can't paskin on a Bechar on Yom Tov? What's your issue? So Rabbi Yirmiya or Rabbi Zrika responded back to Rabbi Abba, "Va'at ma biyadach, what do you have in your hand? Meaning, yeah, obviously I should be upset about this, because the klal is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why I'm not letting them go like Rabbi Shimon. Do you have something that you know about that I don't, that you're saying that I should just let them be and go like Rabbi Shimon? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Abar said, yes, I do. That Halchi Amar Rabbi Zera, I have a shmua from Rabbi Zera, the sage of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Zera. I heard a shmua from Rabbi Zera that halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, that in this case, it's one of the exceptions to the rule, and the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, let the Rabbanan be, and let them pass on like Rabbi Shimon, because that's what I heard from Rabbi Zera, that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So now says the Gemara, Amar Mandehu, there was a certain person over there that said, meaning a certain Talmud Chacham was standing around and he saw all of this going on, and he said to himself, Eske ve'esak lahasam, I should be zeichet to be able to go up to Eretz Yisrael, ve'egmara l'shmaita mipume dremara, and I should be able to hear this halacha from the mouth of the one who said it, meaning Rabbi Abba quoted B'Shem Rabbi Zera, that Rabbi Zera said the halacha in this context is like, in this case is like Rabbi Shimon. So this person, this man dehu, this person who was there, he said, if only one day I should be zeicha to make it the journey up to Eretz Yisrael, and I should be zeicha to go to Rabbi Zera, and I should be able to hear it from his holy mouth that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Well, says the Gemara, Itaka happened somewhat. Kisalik lahasam, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, this man dehu, he was zeicha. He made it to Eretz Yisrael. He made it to Reb Zera's door. He got to Reb Zera, knocked on the door. He found Reb Zera, Ashkechil Reb Zera. He found Reb Zera and Amarle. And he said to him, Amar Mar Halacha Reb Shimon, is it true that which they're saying in your name, that the halacha is like Reb Shimon? Everything's working out in Amarle light. He says, no. Never happened. I never said it. I never said the halacha is like Reb Shimon. However, it's not totally off. Ana mistavra amri. All I said is that it's mistaver that the halacha in this case is like Reb Shimon. I have a raya that maybe over here the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Now, what's the raya? What's my raya? Midiketani b'masnisin, from that which the lashon of our Mishnah, all the way back on Chavavam and Aleph, the lashon of our Mishnah is that Reb Shimon Aimer kol she'ein mumay nikar mi ba'id yoim ein zemen amuchan. Reb Shimon said that any time you never got a chance to check out the mum, to bring it to the chacham, to paskin on it before yomtiv, so ein zemen amuchan, you can't bring it on yomtiv for to the chacham to paskin on it. That was the lashon of Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. V'katani la b'braisa, and yet in one of the brises that we brought on Chavavim Abayz, it was even the preferred brisa, the brisa that was taught by Rabbi Shaya, over there we had this exact same line, and the brisa said it in the name of the Chachamim. So that's why, so Shema Mina Mistavra Kivase. So you see from there, it's Mistaber that the halach is taku like Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, when is it that we have a klal, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda? That's when he's arguing on Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, when it's just them themselves. But if it's Rabbi Yehuda against the Rabbim, against the Chachamim, so then Avada, the halach is like the Chachamim. So from that which we have the Braisa, which says, the Chachamim say this din of Rabbi Shimon, so it's Mashma, it's not just Rabbi Shimon's halacha. It's Mashma, it's all the Chachamim, it's the Rabbim who hold like that, and that's why he said it's Mistaber that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, my havi Allah, so what's taka the halacha l'maisa? Is a Chacham, a mumcha, allowed to check on a Bechor and paskin on a Bechor on Yamtif? Says the Gemara, I'm Reb Yosef Tashema. Says Rabbi Yosef, I'll bring you a raya from Rabbi Yosef. Says Rabbi Yosef, Tashema, the Talia ba'ashli ravrave. It's talui, it's depends on thick ropes, literally. Meaning it's a big machlaikas. Says Rabbi Yosef, it's a big machlaikas. What's the machlaikas? The Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amr Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, Amr Rabbi, Mishum ka'alikadishash de Yerushalayim. Rabbi said ultimately in the name, he testified, B'shem the Kahala Kadisha de Birushalayim, that the Kahala Kadisha de Birushalayim said over that Reb Shimon v'chavei Rav Amru Halacha k'Rebbi Meir. That Reb Shimon, referring over here to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, that Reb Shimon ben Manasseh and his friends, they said that the Halacha is like Rebbi Meir. And as we'll see, that's assuming that Reb Meir is the Shita of Reb Shimon, that a Chacham is not allowed to paskin on a Bechar on Yom Tov. So again, so the Kahala Kadisha de Yerushalayim, it's clearly a machoikis, but they testify that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, meaning the halacha is like Reb Shimon. The Kahala Kadisha, they said that Reb Shimon and his friends, they said the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. So obviously you see it's a machoikis, but they were paskening like Reb Shimon ben Benassia and his friends, who said that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, again, which is synonymous with the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that a chacham is not allowed to paskin on a bechor on Yom Tov. Now, before we go on, says the Gemara, Amru, the Kahal Kadisha said that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, who said over that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. That doesn't make any sense. That sounds almost as if that the Kahal Kadisha was paskening like Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. They were relying on Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. The problem with that is that v'ha'inu k'shishi minei tuva. They were much older than Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. They were much older, and it doesn't make any sense to say that the zakein was saimich on the youngster. So it doesn't make sense to say that the Kahal Kadisha was being saimich on Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. So something seems off about the Shmur that we just mentioned. So says the Gemara, Ella b'shit that's Rabbi Meir Amruha. Now rather, the Kahal Kadisha was just saying that Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya and his friends, so they were mechavin to Rabbi Meir. They were just pointing out that Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya was mechavin to Rabbi Meir, and they were coming to paskin like Rabbi Meir. They weren't relying on Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. They were just giving him good credit that he was mechavin to, and that they were mechavin to Rabbi Meir. But really, they were coming to paskin, and they were being samuch on Rabbi Meir, which again, right now we're assuming is synonymous with Rabbi Shimon, that a chach is not allowed to paskin on a bechor on Yom Tov. Ditnan, so who is this shita of Rabbi Meir? Ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, that a sheichel as a bechor va'achar kach hera es mumay. If a person shechted a bechor and afterwards he showed it to the chacham to paskin about it, whether or not the mum is kavua, so that's obviously a terrible idea, because if it's not a mum kavua, so then the person who shechted it just shechted a bechor outside the Beis HaMikdash. So he's Ivran Shchutei Chutz. So that's a horrible idea to do such a thing, but Lamaisa, a person that did it, Avar V'asa, he shechted the bechor, and afterwards he shows the mum to the chacham, and the chacham sees that the taka is a mum kavua. So Rabbi Yehuda Matir, so Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, it wasn't a wise thing to do, but you won out in this case, and it's mutter, you could eat it. Rabbi Meir Aimer, hayo v'nishchat shaloy al pi mumcha, aser. Whereas Rabbi Meir said that no, since it was shechted without first showing it to the mumcha, so therefore the bechor is aser. Alma, what do you see from here? That ksava Rabbi Meir holds, ri'iyas bechor lav ki ri'iyas trefa. Paskening on a bechor is not the same thing as paskening on a trefa shaila. Ri'as bar bechor mechayim, ri'as trefa la'achar shchita. A bechor, you have to specifically paskin on it while it's alive, whereas a trefa, you could paskin on it even after shchita, and it's because it's just a gilui milsa ba'alma. You're just confirming that the animal's a trefa. Meaning like this, two people. Reuven has two animals, one that he thinks might be a trefa, and one's a bechor that he thinks might have a mum. The trefa, there's nothing wrong with shechting it and then asking the shaila after the fact. There's nothing wrong. If it's a trefa, it's a trefa, and if not, then not. There's nothing wrong with showing the shaila to the rav afterwards and asking him if it's a trefa. But says Rav Meir, when it comes to bechor, you're not allowed to shecht it without first showing it to the chacham. Because the chacham is not just confirming that it's a baal mum, he actually establishes with his psak, he gives it a chalais, and now it doesn't have kedusha, and then now the kain is allowed to shecht it and eat it. And now it's not going to the mizbeach. He's not just confirming the fact that it has a mum. He's actually what gives it its final stamp that now it's considered a baal mum. Memele, you're not allowed to shecht it without first showing it to the chacham. It's not just because you're taking your chances. You're for sure shechting a bechor outside the Beis HaMikdash when you shecht it without first showing it to the chacham. It's not the same thing as paskening on a trefa. Paskening on a bechor gives it its chalais that now it has a mum and that now it's mutter to the kain. So that's what you see from the sheet of Rav Meir. So now why are we bringing that? Because umina, now from that we can understand that the following is true also. That re'iyas trefa filu b'yamtif. That paskin on a trefa, so not much, you're not really changing anything in the status of the animal. You're just confirming whether or not it's a trefer or not. That's not actually like doing something as intense to the animal. Memela afila biyamtif, you could show a trefer to a rav on yamtif to paskin on it on yamtif, because he's not really changing much. But ri'as bechar me'erv yamtif. But when it comes to paskining on a bechar, we can infer from this previous sheet of Remeir that Remeir would say that a bechar, the chacham has to paskin on it dafka erev yamtif. He can't paskin on it on yamtif. It's changing too much. It's mechzik mesakin, because there he's mamish being piled something like in the animal. He's what's making it that now that it has a chalais, that now it doesn't go to the mizbeach and it's muta to the kayin. So that's where we see it from, that Reb Meir is like Reb Shimon, that a chacham is not allowed to paskin on a bechar on yamtif. Again, we brought all this because the Kala Kadisha was made that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and now we're showing that Reb Meir is Reb Shimon. So that was Reb Yosef's raya, that the halacha is really a big machlaikis, and the Kala Kadisha, the Yerushalayim, were paskin like Reb Meir. But the whole nidain over here is a nidain that's also relevant to whether or not a chacham is allowed to paskin on a bechor on yamtif, even though that wasn't directly what Rabbi Meir was talking about, but it's going to be an outcome of Rabbi Meir's din. However, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says that no, Rabbi Meir's din has nothing to do with Rias bechor on yamtif. Atu Hassan Berayit Mumin Pligi? You think Rabbi Meir and his Bar Plukta, they were Rabbi Yehuda, they were arguing about whether or not you're allowed to show a mum to a chacham on yamtif? That's not the machlekes over here. It wasn't the machlekes about whether or not the chacham, when he paskins on the animal, if he's making a chalais or if he's just confirming or anything. That's not the machlekes. The machlekes is bekanasa pligi. It's a machlekes about kanas, meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutter. He held it was mutter that we don't kanas the person for doing the wrong thing. Again, we're talking about a person who shechted the bechar and then only after the fact showed it to the rav. So Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutter. He doesn't give a kanas to the guy for doing the wrong thing. Rabbi Meir holds its aser, not the etzem that he holds that the animal's aser. He just holds that we give a kanas to the person because he did something wrong. He shouldn't have shechted it without first showing it to the chacham. Being that he shechted it first, even if the chacham sees that it has a mum, it's still going to be aser. Not because there's a problem with the animal be'etzem, just because we give a kanas to the person for doing the wrong thing. How do I know that the machlekes is about a kenas? The Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chano, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bedukin Shabayin, when it comes to a mum in the eye, so that Kuli Amoloi Pligi the Aser, everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you only show it to the Chacham after you shechted the animal, so then it's going to be Aser, Mishum de Mishtanin, because then it looks very different. When the animal's alive versus when the animal's dead, the whole mum looks very different. It's impossible for the Chacham to paskin on it once you shechted it. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that case that the animal's Aser. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlaikis? Be Mumin Shebeguf. When the mum is not in the eye, rather it's somewhere else on the body. Reb Meir savar gazrinon mumin shebeguf atu mumin shebeayin. Reb Meir holds that we give a kanas and we make a gzera that mumin shebeguf, we're not going to allow it to be mutter, atu the case of mumin shebeayin. Being that mumin shebeayin, it's going to be problematic to paskin on it after the person already shechted it, so we're also not going to allow him to be matter the bechar even by a mum shebeguf. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda savar leigazrinan, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, we don't make such a gzeira. So you see that's the machlokes, nothing to do with whether or not paskining on a bechar is making a chalais or just confirming the fact that it has a mum. That's not the conversation over here. The conversation had to do with a kanas for the person doing the wrong thing and making a gzeira of a mum shebeguf atu mum shebeayin. In Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Deka, we have a Mishnah in Bechayres, which is also Mashma like this, that the reason for Rabbi Meir is just because of a Gzeira, it's just because of a Kanas. Dikatani Rabbi Meir Aymer, in the Mishnah in Bechayres, the Lashon of the Mishnah over there, is that Rabbi Meir says, Hayo v'nishchat shalaya pi mumcha aser. Since the person did the wrong thing, and he shechted it without first showing it to the mumcha, so therefore it's aser. Aser. So you see, it's not Be'etzem Aser, it's a Kanas. It's that since he did the wrong thing, and he shechted it without showing it to the Mumcha, that's why it's Aser. Shema Mina Kanasu de Kakanis Shema Mina. You see, Rabbi Meir's reasoning was because of a Kanas. Nothing to do with whether or not a mumcha could paskin on the bechor on Yom Tov, and Mamela were still left without any raya with regards to what's the halacha in the machlekas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding whether a chacham is allowed to paskin on the bechor on Yom Tov.